Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got your latest on your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better. Well, sharp cattle market losses being led by the aggressive price pressure developing in feeder cattle markets today. Most feeder cattle contracts traded at $2 per hundredweight lower or greater, although prices did back away from session lows. Hog markets firmed as short covering moved back into the market here at the end of the week. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade today. March corn futures about 1 3/4 lower. Stock markets are lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 36 points lower. NASDAQ down 10 points. In live cattle, the tone of the market was quickly changed Friday as aggressive losses were seen in all but front month February contract months. February futures, which are lightly traded with dwindling open interest before expiration here at the end of the month, were steady. All other contracts held triple-digit losses. The combination of sharp pressure quickly developing across feeder cattle trade, as well as the inability for significant support to develop in deferred live cattle contracts through the week, has quickly pushed prices lower. This was also some pre-report positioning being done in front of the cattle on feed report released this afternoon. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today after a fairly quiet overnight session as the markets digested the latest breaking news from the USDA forum. Corn prices tried to reverse higher today after breaking below the 200-day moving average on the March contract yesterday. The nearby, though, stayed above the support line from February. Soybeans reversed higher after a lower open Thursday night, posting modest gains into the end of trading in Europe before stabilizing. And finally, wheat prices were a little lower with all three markets trying to consolidate. USDA put all wheat acreage for 2017 at 46 million, in line with estimates, and said ending stocks would fall to 905 million, well below trade guesses on falling production and good demand. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Have a great weekend.